Currently, there are no confirmed cases of COVID-19 in South Sudan, and UN operations are continuing largely as normal across the country, providing protection, humanitarian assistance, and supporting development. A statement from the UN office in South Sudan says the United Nations mission and UN agencies respect and will follow decisions made by the government of South Sudan to protect the population from COVID-19, including restrictions on travelers entering the country. As a result, UN staff currently on leave in affected countries listed by the government are being advised not to return except for those personnel deemed essential to UN operations. In these cases, staff will be required to self-isolate for 14 days. The UN in South Sudan has also decided to suspend the travel of staff on rest and recuperation leave until 15th April, when the situation will be reviewed. Activities that would have required hosting large gatherings of people are also being postponed in line with the government's public health advice. Rotation of peacekeeping troops has also been suspended. The statement ends with the affirmation that the UN will also continue to support national-led COVID-19 prevention and preparedness efforts. Swuro Charles Elisha, Radio Miraya News.